Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The coverage of the terrible, terrible incident and the terrible attack by Hezbollah in the north of Israel is one that has been really frustrating. From the moment that it happened, there was a denial, there was reporting of the denial. It was very, very concerning. We're speaking right now to a spokesperson for CAMERA. He wishes to remain anonymous due to the nature of the work that he does for the organization. And who is the organization? Well, they're the Committee for Accuracy in the Middle East Reporting and Analysis. A very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me here.
So let's just talk about how this whole incident was reported, because in of itself, I think it provides a fascinating example into media and reporting in the region.
Correct. So the most important thing to know about the way that the incident was reported is the issue of priorities. The most English-speaking media outlets were more focused, since the rocket hit the Golan Heights, they're more focused on the status of the Golan Heights as an quote-unquote occupied territory, even though Israel, you know, implemented the Israeli law over the Golan Heights in 1981, they were more occupied by the status of the Golan Heights than other details of the attack. For example, the fact that most of the victims were children. So what you would see in the headline, occupied Golan, like BBC is a classic example, you would see an attack on the occupied Golan, but only in like paragraph 5, you would find out that most of the victims were in fact children. So this is one way the priorities through which the narrative is being pushed to the audience.
So the reason behind this, is this sinister? Is this training? Is this just how it is? How did we get here?
Well, there could be several reasons for it. The conflict being so famous often attracts journalists and reporters that don't have the background needed for a proper reporting and knowing what's more important than what. Because it is so much in the news all the time, I feel like that everybody wants a piece of it, including people who are not trained, who are not familiar with the nuances, of the conflict, of Israel, Lebanon in this case, for example. In the Golan, it's the Druze of the Golan who has a very who have a very special status, and it's just not, and people are often just not as knowledgeable as they could have been. A second reason is because most of the journalists that report for the English speaking media outlets, the Western media outlets, were trained in the Arabic-speaking journalism world before they got to, say, the BBC or CNN or Reuters. They're often biased. There's often a bias that was never properly treated the moment they moved to the BBC, right, the moment they moved to other media outlets. So you could call that one, you could call maybe a sinister, because there's bias that people come with and everybody knows they have it, and yet nobody addresses it with the proper seriousness.
Can calling it out and dealing with it as you guys do, does this actually help, or is this really just something that is documented for perhaps a later time?
I would say both. I would give the BBC as an example because it is the most, I guess the procedures there are the most well formed. In the BBC, you can file a complaint that is ad hoc, that is that you can get a response. They're obliged to give you a response within 10 working days. Mm-hmm. So that could be a more immediate fix. And once you file sometimes even 10, 20 complaints over the same very subject, on the long run, yes, they would change their language, they would change their practices to an extent, even though it would take a very long time, mm-hmm. and it would also take mobilizing the British public as far as we can, being in touch with media outlets, other media outlets, not the BBC, within the United Kingdom, so that the audience of the BBC and the license fee payers of the BBC would know what coverage, what flawed coverage they're paying for. So this is on the shorter intermediate term. On the longer term, yes, once you gather enough evidence, and this is part of our strategy, once the midterm review of the BBC would come in 2026, then all, like, politically, all eyes would be on the BBC, and then you have a body of evidence that you can present within a submission to make a more substantial long-term change.
And how long has CAMERA been around for? How long have you been doing this as an organization?
CAMERA is one of the older organizations in the scene. We've been around since 1982, since the first Lebanese War. Obviously, it's not a coincidence. The first Lebanese War marked a significant change in the way Western media was reporting Israel, Palestinians, and Lebanon, of course.
Right. Absolutely fascinating. We do leave it there. Thank you for that and for the important work that you are doing. We've been speaking to a spokesperson who wishes to remain anonymous from CAMERA. CAMERA is the Committee for Accuracy in the Middle East Reporting and Analysis. Reason to remain anonymous is due to the nature of the work that he conducts with a CAMERA. And we were talking about the way the Druze massacre was reported in the press.